KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's clear and 65 degrees in Atlantic, and we're looking forward to be sunny here today with a high of 87. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. In state news, Iowa officials are optimistic after the growth of bird flu cases in the state slowed last week. Iowa Agriculture Secretary Bill Northey said he's hopeful the disease has been contained. But officials are still working to dispose of millions of chickens and turkeys that were killed to limit the spread of the disease. Northey estimates that will take several weeks, if not months, to complete. It's important that poultry and egg producers remain vigilant about biosecurity measures at their farms. It's possible that migratory birds could bring another round of disease outbreaks this fall when they pass through the region once again. Cass County Democratic Party Chair Sherry Telly says a Flag Day celebration and fundraiser for Iowa candidates in districts 19 and 20 will be held this coming Sunday at 12:30 p.m. at the Lake Panorama Conference Center in Panora. The event marks an opportunity for voters in parts of Cass, Adair, Dallas, and Guthrie counties to meet the candidates and learn about their campaigns. The event is being hosted by Senate 10 progressives who have united to elect Democrats. Guests are urged to bring their old flags to be retired. Invited presidential candidates include Senator Bernie Sanders, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, former Senator Jim Webb, former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley. Other invited guests include former U.S. Congressman Leonard Boswell, candidate for U.S. Senate Tom Fagan, candidate for U.S. Senate Bob Krause, and candidate for U.S. Congress Desmond Adams, along with others. And Democratic Party Vice Chair Jim Maurer will make the introductions for the guest speakers. U.S. flags will be handed out at the end of the event. To purchase your $25 ticket, you can do so by credit card. Just go to the Iowa Senate 10 Progressive Facebook page and click on Act Blue. And the site of Joni Ernst's inaugural Roast and Ride this past weekend is where Republicans intend to hold their Iowa straw poll 2 months from now. Critics call the contest meaningless as campaigns often buy straw poll tickets for supporters, and past winners like Michelle Bachmann have fizzled ultimately as candidates. So far, no 2016 candidate has committed to participating in this year's straw poll, to be held in the grassy fields near Boone, where the Farm Progress Show is often staged. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker isn't an official candidate yet, and he was non-committal on Saturday.
Should we be a candidate? We'll be in Iowa quite a bit. Whether or not the straw poll is a part of that obviously remains to be seen.
Jeb Bush, Marco Rubio, Mike Huckabee, and Lindsey Graham have all said that they will not participate. Ben Berenger of Lake Mills made the trip to Boone this past Saturday, and he's hoping to make the return trip 2 months from now to see candidates like Ted Cruz, who wasn't there Saturday.
We're going to try to get back, I mean, if at all possible.
Republican Congressman Steve King gave a full-throated pitch for the straw poll on Saturday, arguing its value is winnowing the field, especially this year when so many candidates are in the race.
The field does need to be narrowed. We don't want to say no to anybody, but it needs to be narrowed.
A recent Des Moines Register Bloomberg Politics poll found only half of Iowa Republicans think it's important for candidates to attend the straw poll. The event is a fundraiser for the Republican Party of Iowa, and tickets to the 2015 straw poll are $30 each. The first Iowa straw poll was held in Ames in August of 1979. Ever since, it's been held the summer before a presidential campaign year in which Republicans have a competitive race for the White House. The Missouri River between Council Bluffs and Omaha is in for a spring cleaning this month. Three groups, Missouri River Relief of Columbia, Missouri, and Back to the River, and Fontenelle Forest, both of Omaha, will team up for the river cleanup project on June 13th. The event headquarters will be the boat ramps at Lake Manawa State Park in Council Bluffs, with the cleanup running from 9 a.m. until noon. Organizers will provide volunteers with gloves, trash bags, an event t-shirt, and reusable water bottle. Volunteers are encouraged to bring sunglasses and bug spray and wear appropriate clothes for the work, including boots or tennis shoes and long pants to protect against poison ivy. Elsewhere in news from across the state, the second of two escapees from Warren County Jail in South Central Iowa has been arrested. 29-year-old Darian Creighton was taken into custody Sunday morning. Creighton was arrested while at a gas station in Urbandale. He faces several charges, including possession of a stolen vehicle and driving while barred. Creighton will be taken back to the Warren County Jail following his charges in Dallas County. He's being held on $5,000 bond. Authorities say he and 26-year-old Frank Manders escaped from jail last week by manipulating a cell door lock and descending from the third floor. Manders was found earlier. Creighton had been jailed on several charges of driving while barred and failing to appear in court. Five people were injured Sunday afternoon when a personal watercraft collided with a dock on the Mississippi River near Bettendorf. 44-year-old Daniel Scott Nelson of Davenport was operating the vessel when it hit a dock at Leech Park, injuring an adult and four children at around 3:15 p.m. Sunday. Nelson was not injured. Three of the people injured sustained head injuries. One sustained a chest injury, and one suffered an injured back and hip. At least three people were thrown into the water by the collision but were able to safely get ashore. None of those injured is believed to have life-threatening injuries. All five were taken to Genesis East Hospital, two by ambulance and three by family members. The names of those injured have not yet been released. The incident remains under investigation by the Iowa DNR, and it's not considered to be alcohol-related. The DNR was assisted at the scene by the Bettendorf Police and Fire Departments. Authorities say a Decorah couple died after a highway accident in northeast Iowa. That happened around 11 a.m. Saturday at the intersection of Iowa Highways 9 and 139, about a mile east of Cresco. The State Patrol says a car driven by 88-year-old Donald Olson had stopped at the intersection. That when Olson drove into the intersection, his car was struck by a southbound pickup driven by 75-year-old Gerald Allendike of Ridgeway. Olson and his wife, 82-year-old Wilma, were pronounced dead at the scene after arriving, at a hospital. Allendike was hospitalized for treatment of his injuries. Central Iowa residents were picking up fallen tree limbs and dealing with other minor damage from overnight storms that struck early Sunday morning. The storms that moved across the state knocked down some trees and traffic lights with 55-mile-an-hour winds. In Ames, two light poles were sheared off, and several sheds in the parking lot of a Lowe's store were heavily damaged. Some windows were broken out at a car wash, and several stop signs were blown over. More than 2 inches of rain fell overnight on parts of Jasper, Webster, and Marshall counties into early Sunday morning. At least 10 Iowa businesses are now authorized to use drones, so the unmanned aircraft may become more common in the state. Several of the businesses plan to use drones to monitor crops. Some will use them to help market real estate, while others obtained FAA approval primarily to experiment with the aircraft. Terry Sharp says he's trying to demonstrate the value of drones with his AgriTech aviation business. At this point, he's not charging farmers for the flights that might be able to identify problems with crops early on. Realtor Seth Halinga says he thinks the drones are a good marketing tool that can help showcase property from a different angle. The news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.